Hello, Cancer friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Cancer August 2021 Astrology Must Knows. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see the long list of goodies that I have for you that are free each month. I work hard to give you lots of help to live your best life, and I don't want you to miss anything. Also, if you'd like to be an astrologer as your profession, or to include it in part of another profession that you have, or you'd like to learn just for your own self-development and to help your family and friends, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can see at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. I also have several free courses at that site that you might love. Okay, so what's going on this month? We always have lots to talk about, always things to celebrate and things to watch out for. So let's get to the list of must-knows after two quick admin notes about how to use this video in the best ways. The first is that this is for you whether your Cancer is Sun Cancer or Moon or Rising or Mercury or Venus or Mars. The deeper you want to go into your chart, there's always another layer of astrology there that's part of your truth and your experience. So this is for you if you've got any of those Cancer placements. The second thing to note is that if your birthday is from around July 14th on through the rest of the sign, or about 24 degrees on, I definitely recommend that you additionally watch my Leo videos. And if you watch other astrologers, also for any astrologer, myself and other people, watch Cancer and Leo reports, as they might each have pieces for you as a late degree placement. You're a more complex read depending on the type of chart that the astrologer is using. You're very likely to have insights in both of those readings. Okay, so what's our first must know of the month? August is right in the middle of this beautiful sequence of open stars that started around July 7th and goes through around September 7th. Open stars, as my definition of it, is when the personal planets are not in retrograde. So Mercury, Venus, Mars are not in a retrograde phase. Just to give an example of what it's like in retrograde, think about the second part of May and all of June. Retrogrades are a time when things get cast into confusion. You can't plan two steps ahead of you. Plans that you made start to disassemble or change, and things start breaking like crazy. Communication breakdowns, uncertainty, a lot of emotion, and August is not that time. August is a time of direct movement, a time for action, a time for long-term commitments, engagements, weddings, moves, contracts, investments, anything that requires clarity and oomph. You've got full support of that this month. I expect it to be super productive and lots of opportunities to take advantage of this month, and great stars to activate them. So a couple of other things making these stars more open and light are, the first being that we're free from the direct outer planet clashes that have been sort of a big core of our experience in 2020 and through many of the months that we've had so far in 2021. But August is not a time when we have one of those outer planet clashes. So for instance, Saturn square Uranus is a big theme of 2021, and we have that more in the backdrop this month rather than in the forefront. You can also search for Annie Botticelli Saturn square Uranus to understand more about that theme, but just know that it's not as heavy as it was in June and into July. It's more in the backdrop, and that is a blessing for this month. The second thing is that we are free of the eclipse season. So May, June, and July was eclipse season. Now we've got eclipse storylines that are continuing and eclipse events can occur, but it's more in the backdrop. It's more par for the course, the intensity, the feeling like your, you know, nerves are jangled and you're super anxious that happens in eclipse time. That has faded into the recesses now, and August is much more clear. Now, while we do have more salty aspects than we have sweet ones, those are minor aspects and they're likely to pass quickly. So that is a blessing. And we've got a ton of sweet aspects that can help offset those aspects. Now, some of those sweet aspects, I'm going to give you the dates and information about them, but do know that if you want a full list of all of the aspects of the month, sweet and salty, when they occur, what they are, what you can expect from them, delivered into your inbox 1 month early, you definitely want to go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for my free email newsletter. We've got a series of Uranus trines this month into early September. And Uranus is the planet of surprises. So the odds, with the trine being the most favorable aspect in all of astrology, the odds that happy surprises, amazing breakthroughs, wonderful elucidation, groundbreaking insights will come in are fully accentuated for the whole month of August into early September from these trines. I'll give you the exact dates, but know that there's a range of time before and after these dates that these energies can manifest. So, Venus trine Uranus, August 2nd and 3rd. Mercury trine Uranus, August 19th and 20th. Mars trine Uranus, August 21st and 22nd. And then we've got a Sun trine early in September. Okay, so this is good for everyone in the zodiac and every Cancer placement. But as a water sign, you have a chance to have even more blessings and ease that come from these placements, because they make earth signs make a favorable aspect with water signs. Okay, so your chance for having blessings from this is increased compared to some of the zodiac members. And also, the closer you are to 14 degrees, the more you have a chance for an exact, more full-on experience. I liken this to seeing a butterfly. So if a nice aspect is happening in the stars, it's like seeing a butterfly. You have a nice experience. It's out there, it's happening, it feels good. When you have it link in directly mathematically to your placement, it's like the butterfly landing on you and you having a whole different level of wonderful experience. So those of you near 14 degrees, or if your birthdays are around June 30th through around July 9th, the closer to around July 4th you are, the more of a chance for your butterfly kiss. You have a chance for extra goodies from that. Okay, so those dates, August 21st and 22nd, are also notable because of the energy of the full moon in Aquarius that is also a blue moon. Blue moons, we know them to be more rare, right? There's the saying, once in a blue moon. And so a blue moon happens, it's the second full moon in a calendar month or in an astrological sign. So we've got that going on, and it brings rare opportunities and magical transformation and sudden life-changing insights. Combined with the energy of Uranus, there's a sweet aspect there. It makes the odds that any of the fullness, completion, fruition that come from the full moon will be very positive. So this is accentuating your house of money and deep intimate relationships, a partnership house. So the chance for an important partner to come in, whether it's romantic or business, a wonderful investment paying off for you, inheritance or sweepstakes money, not that an inheritance doesn't also obviously come with the fact that someone has to pass, which is not super positive, but the energy of money coming to you through spouse or family or sweepstakes or luck or the government or some other, you know, angel investor, or getting capital from somewhere else or a loan for something you want to buy is very, very, very high. And if you're looking for any of those things, August is a great month for that, because it gives any feelers that you put out are given a chance to activate, especially at this blue moon time. So that's very exciting. If you're drawn to play the lotto, the days around that time, or when the drawing would be around that time, has an increased likelihood in getting some goodies. Okay, so we have a continuation of strong Leo energies, which means that your financial sector is also highlighted from the perspective of the money you earn. The eighth house that's being accentuated by the full moon is like other people's money that comes to you. The second house is money you earn, your individual income, your individual sustenance and security. So, you know, raises, businesses, using money. Sometimes this can mean somebody gives you money and then you use it for your own business or your own venture or something like that. So the chances for that are very high. You'll have an abundance of creative energy from the Leo energies being very strong, and increased chances of creative projects, passions turned into profit. This also enhances your romantic sector, because the eighth house is a deep intimacy house and Leo energy rules romance and all of the things that lead up from the spark of romance into children and child rearing. That whole storyline is in Leo, and that is accentuated this month. So if you're looking for opportunities there, you could find them. And the fact that we have open, clear stars makes it more likely that someone that comes in could be long-term or a person of major consequence. As the planets are moving through Virgo, your house of communication, transportation, travel are very accentuated. If you need to buy a new car, a new device, this is a fantastic month for that. And if you're working on an editing or publishing project, you've got tons of support at this time in the short and long term. So all of those things are coming up as well. Now, let's see. There's a lot of energy, both from the Uranus trines and from the full moon in Aquarius, and from the fact that we have Jupiter and Saturn still in Aquarius, for short and long-term stories of Aquarian energies being accentuated. So what that means is that other people are going to have a very strong role in you finding your personal successes and fulfillment. You as a member of a tribe or a group, you as a member of a team, you as a member of a nonprofit or trying to help the greater good, friendship, social interactions, anything having to do with networking is very strongly accentuated. So if you have possibilities that are sitting out there that someone's like, here, let me help you with this, or here is the person that I think you should contact, this might be the perfect month to start going through the cards that people gave you and connecting with the people. It happens so often that people exchange business cards and they never contact each other. And the time for activating that could be now, and you might find that it helps you to move along the path of more fulfillment and reaching goals. So your employment section can also be accentuated from the Uranus trines if you're looking for work. Okay, so as I mentioned before, there are more salty aspects than sweet ones, but that could be a nuisance. But I'm hoping and believing that the massive amount of sweet aspects that there are will help bolster and offset any challenges that come. Jupiter is still retrograde, which means that certain things that were blazing forward in the earlier part of the year, as we got into the, you know, late spring, summer, or, you know, winter for you all down under, things might have started to go into the backdrop, slow down, and it might seem like, wow, nothing's ever going to happen with those things. But come October, if they haven't already, things that died into the backdrop might come forward in a big way, which means that, let's say you're working on something like a publishing project or immigration or a big international move or something like that. If you have other projects that you need to get done, August and September would be a great time to do that instead of just wasting time waiting, because when things move forward, when Jupiter goes direct, they're going to move forward in a big and quick way, and you might find yourself not having time to do other things that you thought you'd have plenty of time for. So it's a good way to use the energy. Jupiter is still working hard at trying to make your big dreams come true. Might not be evident now, but Jupiter is working behind the scenes. Okay, so Jupiter moving back into Aquarius is still accentuating this eighth house for you. And I did a whole video on Jupiter and Aquarius for Cancer. Okay, so look for Jupiter Aquarius for Cancer, Annie Botticelli, or go to my homepage and see the Jupiter playlist to understand all of the things that Jupiter is working hard to do for you this year, because those themes are still going to be present for all of the rest of 2021. And Jupiter is working in that eighth house that we talked about, the full moon accentuating and the blue moon accentuating of sweepstakes and money and other people's, you know, money and intimacy and deep spiritual breakthroughs. So you'll want to see all the possibilities of what not only Jupiter may bring, but understanding that what's in that video will also help you understand the potentials of the full moon of this month more. If you want even more details about how the current and upcoming astrology may affect you personally and how you can make the most of the opportunities, your first one-hit stop is to go to anniehelpsyou.com. Right there on the front page, you can sign up for my free email newsletter. You will also see a list of all of the other free things that I have for you each month, and you can interface with them through that one organized section. When you sign up for my free email newsletter, you get many wonderful bonuses, including a monthly write-up 1 month ahead delivered into your inbox of all of the notable aspects of the month, what you can expect from them, and the sweet and salty dates, and a general write-up of the points to note as the astrology must knows. You definitely want to go to loomlife.com, loomlife.com. That's my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, and check out the free courses that I have there. And I also have paid courses. And if you think I put a lot into my free resources, you should see the depth and complexity of my paid courses. If you would like to be an astrologer as your trade, be a professional astrologer, add astrology to any of your other work offerings, or just do astrology in a deeper way for your friends and family, for your own self-development, then you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. This is a mega course that will equip you to do whatever you'd like to do with astrology. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.